This is Terry Mackley with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. Art Tatum starts the show with a musical portrait of Sweet Lorraine. We then hear about Laura Lee from Bobby Charles and the Robert E. Lee from Louis Jordan. Bob White comes next with Mildred Bailey, and then Pink and White from Marty Robbins and Perez Prado. Blossom from the Andrews Sisters is followed by Blossom Dearie. Russell Hurren with Lou Prager Wants to Learn, and Chuck Berry is at school. Cab Calloway is on holiday, and Frankie Ford and Dawn Upshaw go sailing. We end in the air with Lionel Hampton, Charlie Barnett and Artie Shaw. The song Sweet Lorraine seems to be a bit of a favourite with piano players. Teddy Wilson recorded an instrumental take on the song in 1935, and one of the most well-known versions is that by Nat King Cole, whose live performance is said to have prompted his transformation from jazz pianist to singing. It was in 1940 that Sweet Lorraine became Nat Cole's first hit record. It was also in 1940 that Art Tatum, one of the greatest of jazz pianists, recorded this version of the tune. Art Tatum with a beautiful take on Sweet Lorraine. Most incredible virtuosity of pianist Art Tatum there in 1940, Sweet Lorraine. From Lorraine to Laura now, Laura Lee. Bobby Charles, the man who first brought us See You Later, Alligator, recorded a song celebrating the lady named Laura Lee in 1955. The song doesn't seem to have been recorded by anyone else until 50 years later, in 2005, by Brazilian bassist and megatar player Jorge Pescara. But this is the original, Bobby Charles, Laura Lee.
I've got a girl, my pride and joy, when she loves, boy oh boy. A kiss, a squeeze, really knocks me on my knees. She's my sweet little Laura Lee. She's in all of my dreams. She's my one and only queen. She's the one I love, sent from heaven above. She's my sweet little Laura Lee.
In 1955, Laura Lee. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five now, not waiting for Laura Lee, but the Robert E. Lee. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five in 1947.
Way down on the levee, in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's a good ship, Robert E. Lee, that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along, see them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee, I said to the levee, and join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song, it's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Thank you.
Terry Jordan and his Timpani Five were waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Another Robert now. Well, actually a Bob. Bob White. Bob White, What You Gonna Swing Tonight, is a 1937 song written by Bernie Hanigan and Johnny Mercer. It has perhaps surprisingly lived on until the 21st century, with recordings of the song being made up until quite recently. It was first recorded in September 1937 by the Benny Goodman Band, with Martha Tilton taking the vocal. Mildred Bailey got her version out in the October of that year with what sounds like her husband Red Norvo's orchestra. Bob White, What You Gonna Swing Tonight?
Mr. Bob, don't you know things have changed? You're behind time with the melody you always sing. All the birds have their songs rearranged. Better get smart, what you gotta do today is swing. I was talking to the whippoorwill. He says you got a corny trill. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard. Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Even the owl tells me you're foul, singing those lullaby notes. Don't be a bring down if you can swing down. Give me those high notes. There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they're saying you're off the cob. Fake it, Mr. B, take it, follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight.
Bailey, Bob White, What You Gonna Swing Tonight? The song, A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation, might be remembered in the UK by a certain generation in the version by the King Brothers. It was also a minor hit on the British charts for rock and roll pioneer Terry Dean. But the original and a number one hit in the US was by country singer Marty Robbins. And this is Marty Robbins in 1957 with his number one hit, A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. Long ago me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams.
A white
sport coat,
sport coat,
and a pink carnation. You told me long ago to the prom with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams.
A white
sport coat,
sport coat,
and a pink.
Robbins. More pink and white now with the tune Cherry Blossom Pink and Apple Blossom White. Although it got its greatest popularity in the US and UK as a trumpet-led instrumental, it started life in 1951 as French song Cerisier Rose and Pommier Blanc, for which the music was written by Louis Guy, a composer who worked a lot with Edith Piaf. In the US, it was a hit in 1955 for Mexican trumpeter Perez Prado. Perez Prado also had a number one hit with the tune in the UK, as did British trumpeter Eddie Calvert. So this is Perez Prado, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White.
Thank you.
trumpeter Perez Prado there, really hitting the high notes. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. So, we have to follow that with the Andrews Sisters. Sisters, I'll be with you in apple blossom time. More blossom now, Blossom Dearie. This is her take on Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields' I Won't Dance.
Things they should do. You know what? You're handsome. You know what? Too handsome. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance. How could I won't dance, merci beaucoup. I know that music music leads the way to romance. So if you hold me in your arms, I won't dance. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that's why je ne danse pas, je ne veux pas, je ne danse pas, je ne peux pas, je ne danse pas. Merci, monsieur, vous êtes gentil et je vous aime, c'est vrai. Mais je ne peux pas danser quand vous êtes si près. Which means that when I'm in your arms, I won't dance.
Blossom Dearie, in English and en français, I won't dance. Wonderful lyrics by Dorothy Fields. Rusty Hurren, with the British dance band of Lou Prager, has the opposite sentiment. He says, I want to learn to dance. Rusty Hurren was born in Ipswich, Suffolk, in the UK, and joined the Lou Prager outfit after the Second World War, leaving them in 1950. Rusty Hurren, with Lou Prager and his orchestra, I want to learn to dance.
If I could learn to dance.
listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American. Vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. And that was Ipswich born Rusty Harron with the dance band of Lou Prager. I want to learn to dance. Another one about learning now. Chuck Berry in 1957. School days.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. And the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. John, you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold.
Rock and roll, Chuck Berry, school days. Cab Calloway now, who it seems is never at school. The song Every Day's a Holiday was actually first performed by Mae West as the title song of a 1937 film. It was subsequently recorded by Fats Waller, Glenn Miller, and as we hear now, by Cab Calloway. Cab Calloway and his band, Every Day's a Holiday.
A May Day rendezvous. Cause every day is a holiday. It's the day that I've found you. They ought to hang the flag now. They ought to close the bank. And though it's not November, still I feel like giving thanks. You're a happy new year, a movie premiere. You're a Christmas present too. Cause every day is a holiday. It's the day that I've found you. We'll be right back.
Cab Calloway in 1937. Every day's a holiday. A holiday might well be a sea cruise. This is Frankie Ford in 1958 with a recording that eventually achieved gold record status. Frankie Ford's voice was dubbed over an original recording by Huey Piano Smith and his clowns, cutting out Huey Smith's vocals. Sea Cruise.
So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Feel like jumping, baby, won't you join me, please? I don't like begging, but now and get my hat off the rack. I got the boogie woogie like a knife in the back. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Moving, baby, I ain't lying. My heart is beating rhythm and it's right on time. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Feel like jumping, baby, won't you join me, please?
Fall with the volume turned up to 11.5, it sounds like. Sea cruise. If that cruise was on a sailing ship, you would of course expect it to actually have a sail. Lorenz Hart's lyrics to his and Richard Rodgers' song A Ship Without a Sail is possibly autobiographical, in that Larry Hart apparently did feel that he was a misfit and not quite at home in society. Rodgers and Hart wrote A Ship Without a Sail for the 1929 show Heads Up. This is Dawn Upshaw from her 1996 album, Dawn Upshaw sings Rodgers and Hart, A Ship Without a Sail.
I don't know what day it is, or if it's dark or fair. Somehow that's just the way it is. And I don't really care. I go to this or that place. I seem alive and well. My head is just a hat place. My breast an empty shell. Care for me.
climb on the ocean, guided by just a lonely heart. Still alone, still at sea, still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to hold my hand, life is a loveless tale for a ship without a sail.
Dawn Upshaw with Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hearts, A Ship Without a Sail. A comment on this next one on YouTube says, Greatest Blues Ballad Ever by Greatest Blues Balladeer, Master of Ray Charles. This is Charles Brown, who was indeed a great influence on Ray Charles and many other blues performers with his Driftin' Blues, a song Jamie Foxx sung as Ray Charles in the film Ray. This is the original from 1945, when Charles Brown was singer and pianist with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, Driftin' Blues.
Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again. Well, you know I ain't good for nothing, baby. Well, I haven't got no friend.
Influential blues singer and pianist Charles Brown with his Driftin' Blues. Vibraphone player Lionel Hampton's tune Flying Home is said to have developed from him inventing a little tune to whistle to overcome his fear of flying. He was with Benny Goodman's band and was waiting to board his very first ever flight. Benny Goodman asked for the tune's name and Hampton replied, "I don't know. We can call it Flying Home, I guess." The Goodman Quartet played it for the first time that evening. Lionel Hampton subsequently adopted Flying Home as his signature tune. This is the Lionel Hampton Band, Flying Home. Vibraphone player Lionel Hampton and his orchestra, Flying Home. Next, we are flying with the Charlie Barnett Band. Charlie Barnett wrote Skyliner as the theme music in 1945 for the US Armed Forces Network radio program Midnight in Munich, which was broadcast from the AFN studios in Munich and could be heard across Europe and in the UK. The powerful transmitters of AFN Munich, it is said, helped USAF pilots to home in on their Munich base. The Charlie Barnett Band, Skyliner.
Thank you.
Charlie Barnett Band in 1945 with Billy May's arrangement of Charlie Barnett's Skyline. So let's finish the show, quite appropriately, with the Artie Shaw Band and a Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson song, Something in the Air. It was first recorded by Ray Noble with Al Boley. Peg LaCentre is the vocalist with Artie Shaw's first band, with a string section, in 1936. There's Something in the Air. Listening to me, Terry Mackley, with Cafe American, vintage music from the 1920s through to the 1950s. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more, why not go to my website, www.terrygmackley.com. I do hope you can join me right here for the next edition of Cafe American.